The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
It's a block, 10, 5, daylight, end zone, bang! Touchdown, UCLA!
We are the Mighty Bruins.
That's another 100-yard game, and that's a UCLA lead!
Welcome to L.A. Live from Plateau inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA, this is the Bruin Insider Show. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news live from Westwood. Now, let's go live to Plateau inside the Luskin Conference Center and join our hosts, Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Just because the results are not coming as quickly as you thought doesn't mean they're not going to happen. Welcome in to the Bruin Insider Show, flanked by Nick Cope and former Bruin quarterback Wayne Cook. UCLA football fans starving for a win, but a lot of times we don't realize the amount of work it takes to get there. We look at the end goal and want to get there and don't realize the patience that comes with it. So take what we have with a grain of salt. We're going to dial back the San Diego State game, the loss last weekend in the show. We're going to see what that means as far as the rebuilding process for the Bruins. And you know that fifth-ranked Oklahoma team is coming up this Saturday. They're a juggernaut, but where are they vulnerable? We'll get into that as well.
What this UCLA team really needs more than anything, Brian, is just to find some consistency. You know, offensively, they had three drives there against San Diego State where they moved the ball. Otherwise, they're just punting it right back to the Aztecs or turning it over, and that's just not going to get it done. On defense, great against the run, but they allowed untimely big plays and had some really costly penalties. The elements are there. We've seen good plays, good sequences, but it's all been marred by mistakes, poor execution. Find some consistency, get some rhythm going, especially on offense, and we'll start to see this thing get to where it was at the end of last season.
You know who always brings consistency? Wayne Cook, his analysis, we are going to have that on the other side. The former Bruin quarterback will break down this game and much more. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
What was the original crowdfunding project? It's not the people who raised money for the zombie movie. Or the indoor beehive. Crowdfunding started with credit unions like Westcom. We're a member-owned financial co-op. Our members are putting their money together to offer each other low credit card and loan rates and high yields on savings accounts. Fund your future at Westcom.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
The new UCLA Meyer and Reaney Luskin Conference Center and Hotel is a proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics and is the perfect addition to your game day lineup. Stay in one of our 254 guest rooms just steps away from Pauley Pavilion and enjoy great food and drinks before or after the game at Plateau, our on-site Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and lounge. Experience Bruin hospitality at its best at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center and Hotel located in the heart of campus. For more information, visit us at luskinconferencecenter.ucla.edu.
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Under pressure, is sacked.
All the time.
Jams it home.
With content from all seven Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand with the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access, all with Pac-12 Now.
Your Southern California Chevy dealers, home to huge savings on phenomenal crossovers, like the completely redesigned Chevy Equinox, with more than enough space and comfort for you and your passengers, plus the versatility to bring just about anything you need on your next adventure. From style and technology to performance and safety, Equinox offers the complete package and an incredible deal. Hurry to your Southern California Chevy dealer and visit SoCalChevy.com.
Ha
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
And welcome back to the Bruin Insider Show from Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the UCLA campus. Bruin football now 0-2 on the season. A lot of us did not see this coming, but it puts into perspective that we are in the midst of a rebuild and not necessarily a reload. And yeah, it was an excruciating loss to San Diego State over the weekend. Kind of a wake-up call for fans and also the players. In fact, on Sunday, there was a players-only meeting. Darnay Holmes led this. Joshua Kelly, Jay Shaw, Osa Odighizuwa, all of these veterans spoke in front of the team as sort of a rallying cry to boost morale and get these guys back in the right mind frame. I feel like this is great to see. You know, you want these losses to hurt because it makes you want it even more to turn it around. And Wayne, first of all, welcome in. And how effective as a player are player-only meetings and getting the momentum shifted, per se, in a locker room?
Well, gentlemen, how are you? And it's I know it's rough, and I'll say this, Brian. I think it's a good start. The problem is, even like when I played, if we were struggling, we had to read the newspaper. We had that's all we had to deal with. I mean, and trust me, I've seen the headlines with my name in it where it says something good, and I've also seen the headline with my name in it where it says something bad. But that was it. Now it's this constant barrage of social media. And what people don't understand is that it's not just the media talking, it's every fan base, it's your enemy's fan base. It's, in some cases, it's family members, it's aunts and uncles. It's especially when nobody likes to think of their son being on a losing team. So you start getting people from extended members of your family maybe saying negative things about the coaches. I mean, there's just so much noise, and that is unbelievably challenging for young men to deal with in our society. It's just constant. And so to answer your question, I think it's a great start. I think to get the players together the day after a very disappointing loss, I mean, I think that's almost an understatement to say it's disappointing. I think this is a game that, you know, even after the Cincinnati loss, I think a lot of people thought that UCLA would show up and beat San Diego State. Not that San Diego State's bad, but we just don't lose to San Diego State. So we never have. So it was a surprise. So for the players and the leaders on the team, and remember, this is not a one-time meeting type thing. This is going to take all year. And I'm not saying that UCLA is not going to turn it around and start winning games left and right. But if things are a struggle, you mentioned the word rebuild. This definitely feels like a rebuild. We've heard Coach Chip Kelly talk about it, you know, being, he didn't say rebuild, but the way he's talked about it, this is a program that is kind of stripped itself down and started from scratch and are trying to build something that's sustainable, not just a quick fix that'll get you a few more wins here and there, maybe make you bowl eligible, but something that they can build that can last for a long time. And so these players that had this team-only meeting, they may have to have more. The leaders are going to have to make sure that everybody on this team is blocking out the noise as the season progresses, because it will get harder and harder and harder as the year goes on.
Yeah, what did Jay Shaw say today when asked about how he deals with the noise and blocks out the noise? Very simple. Keep scrolling is what Jay Shaw said. I found that amusing, and he was interesting to listen to talking about this players-only meeting. But Wayne, just, you know, as we kind of take this big picture look about where things are right now, and I liked what Quentin Lake had to say post-game to the media, and he said, look, there's still a lot of football left to be played, and I feel like there is a little bit of this mentality that it's almost the sky is falling with all this noise you hear, and look, this is a long-term thing, and playing two quality opponents at the top are going to expose your weaknesses, and there is 10 more games here for you to figure this thing out and get back on the right track.
Yeah, and they do need to figure it out. And so hopefully part of this is, you know, the great teams, they hold each other accountable. Okay. So these players that called this meeting and it's going to be this, you know, to people on the outside, they're either going to be like, well, that's stupid, you know, whatever. This is just something to try to whatever. It's not though. For the players, this is their lives. This is, you know, their pride. This is their, you know, everything about these young men. You know, they're students, they're good people, but they put their heart and soul into this team. Nobody likes to go through this. You're going to find out the true character of these players, because when you're getting beat like this, you're just going to either keep getting up. You know, what did Captain America say? You know, I can do this all day. That's what you want. I know that was a little cheesy, so I apologize for that. But it's the idea that, you know, I'm going to keep getting up and I'm going to keep fighting back. If you have the type of people on this team that can do that, there will be brighter days ahead. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, the Pac-12 has already shown that you just don't know what you're going to get. You know, some schools, I mean, I thought Arizona looked pretty bad. They had a big win against nobody. Arizona State's been kind of hit or miss. USC, I hate to say this on our show, looked pretty good last week. But you just don't – I don't think they looked that good at all against Fresno State. So I think there's opportunities if we have that mindset of – and I actually want to see some anger. I want to see some guys upset. Not so angry that they don't play smart, but angry enough that they're like, listen, they need to start – enforcing this mentality on each other in practice. From what I had read, maybe they struggled a little bit with practices last week, and after this players only meeting, they actually practiced a little bit better. They need to expect that. You cannot win unless you bring it all the time, especially if you're a team that's struggling.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with former Bruin quarterback Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley. Wayne, there's this debate right now. I mean, Chip Kelly has brought this up in recent interviews. He could have easily scheduled a couple FCS opponents, and right, the Bruins could be standing right now 2-0. And aesthetically, maybe that's pleasing. Maybe that would ignite the fan base. But as we look long-term, what exactly does that accomplish? Like, if you're taking out wins against very inferior opponents, as Nick alluded to earlier, you don't learn as much. You don't have your bad habits exposed and your weaknesses exposed. And so I feel like even though it's 0-2, the record, by playing stiff competition, it gives you kind of an unfiltered look at where you stand. I think of it like this in the real world. Like, if you have a friend who tells you yes to everything, like everything, that is kind of like the FCS opponent. But if you have an opponent who's at your level or better and shows your weaknesses, it's that friend that will give you that honest look and opinion of yourself that's not a false sense of reality. Wayne, where are you with this as far as Okay. Understanding that this is all in terms of the 0-2 schedule, a way to measure where this team stands in the rebuilding process?
Holy cow, Brian, you just touched on a sensitive subject for me. It actually drives me crazy, the variety of scheduling that's happening across the country, whether it's pointing out how some of the teams in the SEC only play like four road games and they get four non-conference games that are against cupcakes, and they have buys right before their big games. And there's just so much disparity between the schedules around the country. Even in the Pac-12, there are still the Stanfords, USC, UCLAs, that play really tough schedules every year. And then there are other schools that are just completely they don't play a tough schedule at all. So here's what I've always thought. And I actually, if you made this schedule 5 years ago or 6 years ago, it would have been perfect. You should have a game that is challenging but not ridiculous. A game that you can win, but you're going to have to play well. You should probably have one cupcake. And then you should probably have one really big-time challenging game for your fan base, like the Oklahoma-UCLA game. Believe it or not, this year's schedule, if you made it a while back, kind of fits that. You know, UCLA usually beat San Diego State. Cincinnati has recently become a power. And then Oklahoma's your elite marquee competition. Because, and I know this is a complicated answer, but I truly believe that if you get beat up too much in non-conference, yes, it might be a way of truly evaluating who you are, but it actually can have long-term effects on your team's morale too. And again, I hope that this team isn't like that. I hope they use this the right way. Sometimes having that easy win where you feel like, for example, this year, UCLA's offense is really, really struggling. And so if one of the first two games we would have played a team with a very weak defense, for example, and a quarterback can go out and throw for 350 yards and complete, you know, 65-70% of his passes, a couple running backs can go for 100 yards, that can kind of have this way of saying, hey, we can do this. And so sometimes it's psychological. I don't know if that makes sense. And I think that's half the battle in sports is that, yeah, you know, you have to have the Jimmys and Joes, you know, to win games. And that's part of the issue, especially with UCLA's youth. But you also want your team psychologically feeling good about themselves. You don't want to get into that kind of situation where, you know, players on the offense, whether they admit it or not right now, are wondering if they're going to be able to turn this thing around. And I know they will, but sometimes having that little bit of success against a weaker opponent can be good for you in that way.
Well, Wayne, we've been looking macro, and which is something Chip Kelly does not like to do, might add. But let's look micro. Let's look at both sides of the ball and yep. Look at where the Bruins need to improve. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
4 out of 5 professional tailgaters agree. Meat is delicious. The other guy was wrong. Score the best tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. Use discount code Bruin to save 15%. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free. uswellnessmeats.com. Top 5 must-haves for tailgating. 1. Meat. 2. More meat. 3. Lots of meat. Well, you get the picture. Score the best tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free.
UCLA fans, the 2019 Corvette Z06 will power you ahead of the pack. San Manuel Casino is giving away a brand new 2019 Corvette Z06 every Thursday in September. Use your Club Serrano card at your favorite slot machine or table game for your chance to win the Corvette engineered to be the most thrilling car on the road. San Manuel Casino, all thrill. Details at sanmanuel.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
Premier Party Rents is your destination for all of your party and event rental needs, including weddings, birthdays, and corporate events. A preferred vendor of UCLA, Premier Party Rents has been working with UCLA football alumni on their game day rental needs for the past 5 seasons and looking forward to many more. We offer the best customer service in addition to our extensive selection of event rental supplies. Let's combine your imagination and our experience to produce precisely the event you've envisioned. Visit PremierPartyRents.com.
When you're tailgating at the Rose Bowl this fall, be sure to use Chef Marito seasonings and spices. And if a member of the chef's tailgating team catches you blue-handed using Chef Marito's products on game day, you will win some great prizes and be entered to win the grand prize for 4 people to join the chef at the Rose Bowl Stadium on New Year's Day for the game and VIP hospitality. Visit UCLABruins.com/chef for details. Chef Marito, available at your local grocery store, a proud sponsor of UCLA football.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Back out to Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA. Here's Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Visit Platea, the Luskin Conference Center's Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and lounge before or after the big game. Platea features specialty cocktails, craft beers from local breweries, and an extensive wine list. Check out PlateaUCLA.com for more information. Good to be back here with Wayne Cook. And now, Wayne, I want to start looking at the offense because it has been just sputtering. There will be a nice drive and then follow that with a couple three and outs. And specifically what I think perhaps isn't getting enough attention is the offensive line and the troubles we've had there. And a lot of flack has been put on Dorian Thompson-Robinson's shoulders. But at the same time, I think everyone kind of assumed going into the season that that offensive line was just going to pick right back up where it left off, not taking into account Andre James being gone. And, of course, probably weren't counting on Mike Alves being unavailable to this point. But you've seen the youth in – and it's not just those young guys, too. It's the guys on the other side of the line who were there last year and have been there for a little while who have also had problems. We've seen San Diego State cause some problems schematically. And then other times where guys are just getting beat. And, Wayne, how does that then affect the quarterback? Because I wonder if we're seeing a situation where DTR is maybe not fully confident with the guys in front of him.
Well, here's the great answer to that. I mean, offensive football, as much as anything, I mean, everybody plays a role. Sometimes the receivers are a little bit off on the way they run the routes. Sometimes the offensive linemen, and with offensive linemen, all it takes is one guy screwing up, and you have a problem. I mean, I saw there was a play where the right tackle or the right side of the offensive line just completely messed up the assignment and whiffed, and a guy comes running through completely unblocked. I mean, this was should not have been an unblocked player, and he wasn't even touched. When you're playing quarterback and someone comes through untouched, it's one thing if it's a hot, like it's an unblocked player that you know you have to throw hot or get rid of the ball quickly. That's one thing. But when you expect the numbers like add up and you have enough blockers and a guy comes in unblocked, you have a problem there. So yes, that is one of the issues. Sometimes it's a running back missing a block. Sometimes there's just so many different factors. So I'm going to go ahead and say that it's everybody right now. When you have an offense that's ranked in the near the bottom of all the teams that are playing college football. And again, you already pointed out that this has been, UCLA is ranked in the top 10 of toughest schedules in the country, so it has not been easy. But they've got to find a way to get better, because they've shown, and Coach Kelly has even pointed this out, when the team does what they're supposed to do, they're moving the ball. The problem is it's like three series a game. And you may have one drive where you have one series where three drives a game, where you have like one series that looks good, but in the next series, someone misses a block on first down. Or there was one time in the game where Dorian had a pretty easy throw out to the left and he completely missed a wide open guy. There's another time when maybe a receiver runs a wrong route or drops a pass. So there are all these issues that when everybody's doing it, it magnifies. And for quarterback and as a person that played the position, trust me, Dorian just needs to get used to the idea that if the team's struggling, he's going to get blamed. I mean, that's just part of it. That's the nature of the business. Yes, he played better in game two than game one, but when you're losing, everything you do at quarterback gets magnified. I've experienced it. When you're winning, your mistakes get kind of ignored. And, you know, the great thing about being on a winning team is you can throw an interception or make a mistake, and if you won, everybody just kind of forgets about it. But when you're losing, you get put under the microscope. So I agree with you that it's not even close to all Dorian's fault. I mean, everybody in the offense has to get better, but it starts with the quarterback, though. He's got to find a way to make enough plays and kind of light a fire under this offense, because that's what the job of QB is.
A guy that I kept thinking about during the game on Saturday, Wayne, was Theo Howard, who we haven't been able to see yet this year. And I know he's out and next man up and all that, but at the same time, I just feel like his absence sort of creates this ripple effect where what UCLA really needed in that game was a guy who could get open in short distances. He was such that guy last year. And so without him, you've got the secondary and the whole defense really just playing up, playing more aggressive, and then also teeing off, blitzing more. And it just feels like without him that there's this whole sort of snowball effect that has really sputtered this offense as well.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, when you have a senior receiver that's had a really good career, knows the game, seen almost every blitz, seen almost every defensive coverage, and he's been there, done that. And so when you have a receiver like that, you know, he typically makes the right decision. I think sometimes we forget that receivers have adjustments that they have to make on the fly. You know, they're reading the defense as well. And so when the quarterback and the receivers are on the same page, I mean, it's just really important. And I think when you have Theo out there, you have that upperclassman on a very young team that can be kind of that leader in the huddle too, which I think is something that's being missed right now too. So I'm hopeful that we'll get Theo back sooner than later, because he definitely has been missed.
All right, we are going to step aside for just a moment, but there is the other side of the ball that we want to highlight as the Bruins took on San Diego State. The defense, there were some positives we saw, but then there was one glowing area that all the players admitted after the game needs a lot of work. We'll discuss that with Wayne Cook after this. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Toyo Tire's full line of exceptional tires means there's a tire for you. Yes, you, Italian sports car. And you, off-road truck, charging like a wild beast. You too, luxury sedan, cruising all cool. And yes, even you, minivan, taking the kids to school. And with the Toyo No Regrets Trial Offer, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
I'm good with most things around the house. Plumbing, no problem. Drywalling, nailed it. But there's one home project that freaks me out. Getting a mortgage. So confusing. That's why I'm glad I found Westcom Credit Union. They're a member-owned, not-for-profit financial co-op, so they offer low rates and personal service that makes everything easier. Easier than changing that bulb in the oven.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Spate hands it off. Kelly guns the engine. He could go. 40, 35, far sideline. 20, 15, 10. Bye-bye, Joshua Kelly. Touchdown, UCLA. 55 wonderful yards for Joshua Kelly.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Nick Cope, Wayne Cook, Brian Finley back with you. And today's show was brought to you in part by your Southern California Chevy dealers. Get behind the wheel today at your Southern California Chevy dealer and see for yourself why Chevrolet keeps bringing home award after award. Learn more at SoCalChevy.com. We continue to rewind back to the loss against San Diego State last weekend, and now we're going to highlight the defense, the Bruins' defense. Yes, there were some positive parts, including the run defense, allowing San Diego State to just about 80 yards on the ground. Obviously, this was a struggle last year for the Bruins in stopping the run, and they continue to show growth in that area, and they held the Aztecs to about 1.7 yards per carry. But then there's what happened on the back end. And San Diego State quarterback Ryan Agnew, a guy who threw just about 100 yards in week one, he looked like a completely different quarterback. He had the game of his life, had close to 300 yards through the air. And you know who's not taking a lot of credit or giving him a lot of credit? Is UCLA defensive back Quentin Lake. He blames some of the mishaps in the secondary, no, not on Ryan Agnew and his ability to throw the deep ball, but on poor defensive alignment on the back end. And so he sort of undercut the importance of Agnew and how well he performed and said it was more on us that we did this to ourselves. Also, there were the couple penalties that the DBs had for the Bruins on third downs that extended Aztec drives, one leading to a touchdown. And so as we bring back Wayne here, what was your assessment of the secondary against San Diego State, and how much did we miss Adarnay Holmes in this game?
Well, we missed Adarnay Holmes, just period. I mean, he's like most likely the best athlete on the team. I'm sure other guys would argue with that, but Adarnay can play. I mean, Adarnay is what you want as a lockdown corner, and I think we've just like you talked about Theo. On offense, we have missed Adarnay Holmes. He's a guy with a ton of experience. Remember, Adarius Pickett, the most experienced defensive back last year, was the guy that kind of got everybody where they were supposed to be. And you lose him, and then your other experienced back with a lot of reps and Adarnay Holmes is also out, and he's your best cover guy. So it hasn't affected them. I mean, I agree with Quentin Lake. I mean, whether it's positioning or not, they, and I love the fact that he owned it, by the way. Ryan Agnew is not known as being an elite passer, but he looked like an amazing passer in that game. I mean, he was really, really good. You got to give him a ton of credit. But I'm with him. The defensive backs in the first two games have just, you know, whether it's alignment or coverage or whatever. I mean, you know, whether it's the way your mechanics and how you cover correctly that led to a couple of pass interference calls. I mean, it's all been very frustrating because you pointed it out at the beginning. The defensive line has been really, really good. Maybe not on pressuring the quarterback. And I think we should probably say this right now. Without a great pass rush and if a quarterback has too much time to throw, that makes every college quarterback good. I mean, pretty much every college quarterback that has made it and is starting at a Division I college football team can throw. And if you give them too much time to throw and receivers too much time to get open, that is an issue. But that being said, the rush defense has been so good that it's really emphasized that the pass defense has struggled. And against two teams that aren't necessarily prolific, you know, passing defenses. So obviously going into the Oklahoma game, that looks like a big deal. And hey, by the way, before you guys ask me another question, I have to point this out real quick. When we were talking about offense, and we were talking about Theo Howard, one of the pleasant surprises when a player gets hurt, Jalen Irwin has been really, really good. And so we're going to give him some credit. I think he's just, I love the way he plays. He's a very feisty receiver. He wants to ball and he wants to make plays. So I'm impressed with him. The only other thing I wanted to mention on offense before we get back to defense is Joshua Kelly. I could see sparks of Joshua Kelly. I mean, he looked like he's close to being ready. He was on a pitch count in this game, so then we're going to overuse him because he's been injured. But I think those are two things to be really excited about, because I think when Joshua Kelly can be used to the full extent, I think he makes this offense quite a bit better. So I just want to throw that one out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was so great to see Joshua Kelly get back in the end zone there on Saturday. And Jalen Irwin was someone that we were both – Brian and I were really excited to see him emerge throughout fall camp.
And also, before we get to the next question, Wayne, how about the play of the tight ends? I think we're seeing some improvement there. Devin Asiasi had a couple grabs against San Diego State. Greg Dulcich, a walk-on, leads the team as far as tight ends and receiving yards. He had a touchdown and against San Diego State. So I think that was more imperative to see that tight ends getting more involved, because Caleb Wilson is a big hole to fill, and maybe they're starting to find guys to get the job done.
Well, we know that when this offense, I think, is really clicking, you're going to see, you know, and there was more of it in this game. There was the completions are going to be spread out. You know, I haven't seen as much as I wanted to out of Coda. I haven't seen as much as I wanted to out of Phillips yet. I mean, because the passing game has struggled. But you mentioned Greg Dulcich as a former, you know, this guy was a walk-on. And whenever I watch him play, and I said this after the game, and I even asked Coach Kelly about this, he just seems to be open and he seems to make plays. In a weird way, he reminds me probably as much as anybody on the team of Caleb Wilson. He just kind of the way he moves and the way he looks and the way he catches the ball. I mean, he just looks like he has a knack for getting open. So let's hope this is the type of kid that maybe people missed. You know, they didn't see his talent. And I think sometimes those are the best stories in college football, where some guys get overlooked and then they come in and they get their opportunity and they shine. So I agree with you guys.
Well, like Caleb Wilson in high school, he was a prolific dunker as well on the basketball court. To get back to defense, I've sort of, through these first two games, when kind of giving them the benefit of the doubt, just especially when you look at time of possession, where the opponents have had the ball almost 2-1. You know, that's maybe an excuse. But for San Diego State, I thought they just had a really good game plan where they still were committed to the run, even though UCLA was stopping them pretty well, and then used play action really effectively, and that's what gave Agnew some time. I'm not as concerned about the defense. I feel like, you know, they've played well. They missed some tackles in that game, but, you know, they just need to tweak some things. And what I am curious about, Wayne, and I'm not sure how much you caught this down on field level, it's probably a little easier for us to see in the booth, but playing a lot more zone than we've used to seeing. What do you make of that?
Well, a lot of the receivers are finding openings in the zone. That's the problem with that. I mean, I'm fine with it. But you still have to put pressure on the quarterback. You still have to, whether it's play action, whether the quarterback's running out, whether they're scrambling. I mean, how many times, and again, I don't know. All I know is it's frustrating when there are sack opportunities. And I've seen it three or four times already this year where a clear path to the quarterback and the defensive player for UCLA goes right at him and the quarterback spins out and gets to the outside and completes the pass. At least when I was playing, you taught outside shoulder. You know, you want to at least make the guy step up. And we're just, to me, it just seems like it's just bad technique. And so we have to do a better job of, like, finishing what seems like a good defensive call, because some of those plays are game changers. It's funny. I mean, none of the first two games have been out of reach. Excuse me. Both of these games have been right there. And so for UCLA, when you miss one of those sacks and it turns up being a positive play for the other team, that may end up being a scoring drive. And on offense for UCLA, when you have an opportunity to complete a pass on first down and it's open and you miss it, that could be a play that you know, prevents a scoring drive. And so these are little moments in games that when you look at the scores, and it feels very much like the first two games were almost like mirrors of each other. You know, with the scores and the way they played out and just how they looked, there were so many similarities that UCLA just got to find a way to finish the sack. To, you know, on third down, not commit pass interference and give the other team another opportunity. I mean, there's just so many little moments in the game that after a while, even if it's only four or five plays, those four or five plays make a huge difference.
I think Jay Shaw said we played the same game twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you let the prior game influence and kind of have a hangover, then you also get beat twice. And that's what Chip Kelly also said earlier this week. Well, we're going to get a great sense of a barometer of where this team is and how they've done as far as correcting some of these prior mistakes, because fifth-ranked Oklahoma is coming to the Rose Bowl on Saturday. To be the best, you got to play the best, and it's a huge challenge for the Bruins. We will mull over the matchup next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
The new UCLA Meyer and Rini Luskin Conference Center and Hotel is a proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics and is the perfect addition to your game day lineup. Stay in one of our 254 guest rooms just steps away from Pauley Pavilion and enjoy great food and drinks before or after the game at Platea, our on-site Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and lounge. Experience Bruin hospitality at its best at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center and Hotel located in the heart of campus. For more information, visit us at luskinconferencecenter.ucla.edu.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Top 5 must-haves for tailgating. 1. Meat. 2. More meat. 3. Lots of meat. Well, you get the picture. Score the best-tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free. 4 out of 5 professional tailgaters agree. Meat is delicious. The other guy was wrong. Score the best-tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. Use discount code BRUIN to save 15%. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free. uswellnessmeats.com.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
...60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere. This is the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Welcome back to the Bruin Insider Show from Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the UCLA campus, flanked by Nick Cope and former Bruin quarterback Wayne Cook. I'm Brian Fenley. Coming up this Saturday, yes, it is fifth-ranked Oklahoma. What the Sooners did to South Dakota last weekend, guys, illegal in 13 states, a 70-14 beatdown. And that Oklahoma offense through two games, 17 touchdowns, three punts, two field goal attempts. They are averaging 710 yards per game of offense. That is first nationally. And it's all led by Jalen Hurts, who leads the nation in passing efficiency. And this was very interesting, guys. Right after the South Dakota game, Jalen, where did he go? Did he go get an ice bath? Did he go hang out with his buddies? No, he went back into the gym to get a workout in. He said he had something on his mind. He had to get a workout in to help clear the mind. Wouldn't say exactly what that was. But, Wayne, what in the world is Jalen doing after a big win the same day to go out and get a workout in? Have you seen that? Have you ever done that?
Well, we know. No, heck no, I've never done it. I was always in an ice bath after my games, but I wasn't physically built like Jalen Hurts is. So I'm surprised that – I mean, I'm not surprised by anything that guy does. I had a chance, you guys, to meet Jalen Hurts last year. I went to the – I worked the national championship game for College Sports Now, which is my podcast, which, by the way, there's a plug right there. Listen if you like. It's a great show. But I got a chance to interview Jalen, and I was so impressed – with, I mean, here's a guy that did nothing but win, lost his job, came back and played against Georgia and led them to a huge victory, just and never complained. He just showed up every day. He had to sit and watch Tua get all the glory, and Jalen was, he just never complained. He waited till the season was over. He decides to transfer, which was a great decision, and goes to Oklahoma. Then he had to win the job. Because the last time I checked, Oklahoma usually has pretty good quarterbacks. So he didn't just show up and wasn't given the job. And when I listened to him after they played Houston, he did an interview where Jalen Hurts basically was ignoring Holly Rowe. Like, she was trying to get him to laugh. She was trying to get him to act. I mean, he had one of the best games for a quarterback, especially in their first game ever in Oklahoma history. It might have been the best. He ran for like 170 yards, threw for 300 and something. And he wouldn't smile. He channeled his Nick Saban, and he said, "We made a ton of mistakes today. We need to be better." And it was interesting. Most people were like, this guy needs to relax. But listen, one of the reasons why Alabama wins the way they do is because they have ridiculous talent. But they win because they all kind of get that mindset. And now that he's in Oklahoma, he's brought that mindset with him. Nick Saban was the master at, he's always coaching, even when he's doing interviews. He's always finding a way to reach out to his players and let them know what he's thinking. I'm kind of thinking that Jalen Hurts is doing the exact same thing right now at Oklahoma. I mean, well, he gets done with game one and he's not happy. He gets done with game two and he goes to the gym afterwards. Do you think that his teammates don't see that? He wants them. He doesn't want Oklahoma just to make it to the playoffs. He wants Oklahoma to win a national championship.
Yeah, I was going to say that he just strikes me as a guy, listening to him after these two wins for the Sooners, that he's just got this singular focus, singular goal to get to the end, and hopefully Alabama's there and beat Alabama. And Oklahoma is a team that's been right there, and they've lost in the semifinal. Just looking at him now as a player, Wayne, we know what he can do with his arm. He's also a very good runner as well. He's the leading rusher for Oklahoma through the first two games. And there were a couple moments with Ryan Agnew running for San Diego State on Saturday. And then you go and watch Jalen Hurts and you're like, boy, if they don't tackle better and get to the ball, it's going to be a long day. He has a very strong running ability as well.
Yeah, so this is a whole different world. We're the first two games, they were good players, but this is an elite guy. And one of the questions I had actually when he went to Oklahoma wasn't the running. I knew he could run. It was, could he pass in Lincoln Riley's offense and be as efficient as what they had with Baker Mayfield and what they had with Kyler Murray? And yeah, he can. And he runs different than Kyler Murray. He's not as quick, but man, he's bigger. He's fast. He's got great instincts. He knows when to throw. He knows when to run. And so, I mean, he's just been the perfect fit. I actually think he's throwing way better than I expected. Now, granted, he hasn't gone up against two very good defenses, but he's pretty darn good. Now, just to add to what Jalen Hurts is doing, remember, He also has an elite offense that's been doing this for a while. This is an established team that always has good offensive linemen. Their receivers are absolutely electric. And now they've got a guy that's a graduate transfer that's, you know, been there, done that, played in every environment imaginable. And so, yeah, Jalen Hurts is very scary. And I think he's going to be scary for everybody they play.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with former Bruin quarterback Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley. If we could find some area of this team in the fifth-ranked Sooners that doesn't have it as far as like being the best at something, we might look at the offensive line just because they have four new faces there, only one starter back, and that's their center in Creed Humphrey. They look to be better in the run game after week one, but this offensive line, Wayne, is having some issues with penalties. And I don't know if that's a situation where you're plugging in a lot of new guys and the chemistry is not right there. One guy on the team, one running back, Kennedy Brooks, said he calls that offensive line hard workers and, quote, just dogs in there, and he's proud of them. But when you look at an offensive line that is still getting used to themselves, how could UCLA perhaps try to exploit that?
Well, first of all, here's what's fun, okay? And this is what I hope people get. And I don't know if people realize what's happening. Oklahoma is an established program. Going back to Bob Stoops, they've been winning for a long time now. When you do that, when you have to replace, even if it's four offensive linemen, you're usually replacing them with people that, like, that you have a system in place. You have younger players learning from the older players. And then when they leave, you plug in new guys. And that's why the elite teams seem to win every single year, because they've reached that point of maturity as a program where they don't usually fall back too much when they have to replace players, because they're replacing them with elite athletes that are big-time recruits. Now, even though you just pointed out a weakness with mistakes and penalties and stuff like that, you know, they'll get that ironed out because they're farther along, and UCLA is just beginning this process. So they're not quite there yet when it comes to that, the stuff we're talking about. So I personally don't see their offensive line as a weakness. I think here's what's fun, though. UCLA's defensive line has been fine. I think if you can slow down the Oklahoma running game and play good defense and try to make the point total respectable, the other side of the ball is going to have to score points, though. I mean, historically, when you play a Big 12 school, at least most of them, you know, you can take advantage of a defense that maybe is a little bit weaker. And try to get some points. And so, you know, you're not going to beat Oklahoma unless you're able to score some points. So I think the defense will show up. I think the defensive line will play well. This is going to be the best offensive line they're facing, even though you've said that it's struggled at times. It's still the best one they've faced. And they're gonna have to show up and play really, really well. The talent's all over the field. The speed's all over the field. So this is going to be a huge test for this defense, and they're going to really have to bring it. But I'm still going to point out, on the other side of the ball, if you want to be in this game, you're going to have to find a way to sustain some drives and score some points, because if you can't do that, it's going to be really hard to compete against a team at the level that Oklahoma is.
Yeah, the Sooners bringing in Alex Grinch, formerly of Washington State, Ohio State last year, and he was actually on the same New Hampshire staff as Chip Kelly back in 2005. When Chip was the offensive coordinator there, Grinch was the defensive backs coach. And so they're hoping that he can come in and really transform a defense that allowed a ton of points last year, 48 to Texas, 46 to Texas Tech, 56 to West Virginia. So, yeah, but UCLA, as you said, Wayne, they need to put points up on the board to help keep them in this game. Probably the biggest concern, just, you know, reading the beat reporters, talking with fans there for Oklahoma, is the secondary. So we'll keep an eye on that. Maybe UCLA receivers can get a little more open.
And maybe we can, you know, make sure we give Dorian, you know, a little bit more time to get. And remember, again, I'll give you a quick example of quarterback play, because I think it's huge. If you watch the LSU-Texas game, there was a pass by Joe Burrow where he had a guy, he's kind of scrambling a little bit to his left. He has a guy pretty much under his shoulder pads, and he throws a crossing route that hits the guy right in stride, and he ends up scoring a touchdown. It's plays like that, and I think with Dorian's inexperience, and again, this is not a knock. I'm not trying to pick on him. One of the things that the really good quarterbacks get better and better at the more they play is being able, you just don't have time to always set your feet and throw it on time. Sometimes you have to be accurate and make plays when you're moving around a little bit, when you're off balance. And I think that's something that I'm looking forward to. I saw a little bit more of it in the second half from Dorian. I thought he was moving around more. I thought he got more into the game. He threw a couple of really nice passes. And so I'm hoping that they build on that. Remember, last year, UCLA played early on, maybe its best game, on the road against Oklahoma. So hopefully this is one of those moments where they decide, you know what, this is going to be our turning point. We're going to play our best game on Saturday.
Wayne Cook gracing us with his presence, always a wealth of information. Wayne, appreciate you coming on, and we will see you this weekend at the Rose Bowl.
Hey, you know what? We're not quitters. We're going to keep trying. I mean, I love – maybe we all need as a fan base to have a fans-only meeting, and let's show up at the Rose Bowl.
Yes.
Let's be loud, and let's keep supporting the program.
I know, Wayne, you would lead the cheers for that. Thank you again, and – coming up next, how Oklahoma is using an odd approach to inspire better play with their defense. We'll get into that next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Your Southern California Chevy dealers, the place to go for unbeatable deals on Chevy trucks, like the best-selling full-size pickup in LA, Chevy Silverado. With extraordinary power and capability to handle everything you need to accomplish, or the midsize pickup that does it all, Chevy Colorado. It's the perfect balance between work and play. Hurry to your Southern California Chevy dealer and visit SoCalChevy.com. Call 844-55-CHEVY for details.
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Under pressure and sacked.
All the time.
Jams it home.
With content from all 7 Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand, with the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see, wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access, all with Pac-12 Now.
What's the greatest time of the year? Football season. And you know what goes great with a Bruin game? A big, juicy, sizzling Ruth's Chris steak. Now at Ruth's Chris, you can get a 3-course meal. That's a starter, entree, side dish, and dessert starting at $45.95. Rush into Ruth's during or after the game to satisfy that winning appetite and cheer on the Bruins the right way. Over a sizzling Ruth's Chris steak, of course. Here's to eating like a winner. Come visit us in Beverly Hills on South Beverly Drive or in Marina Del Rey on Maxella Avenue. This is how it's done.
Toyo Tire's full line of exceptional tires means there's a tire for you. Yes, you, Italian sports car. And you, off-road truck, charging like a wild beast. You too, luxury sedan, cruising all cool. And yes, even you, minivan, taking the kids to school. And with the Toyo No Regrets Trial Offer, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Back out to Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA. Here's Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
UCLA football is here. Make it an unforgettable Bruin weekend and stay at the new Luskin Conference Center and Hotel, located a short walk away from the UCLA Reuter bus that can take you straight from campus to the Rose Bowl without the hassle of driving. Visit lcc.ucla.edu for more information. Oklahoma coming to town on Saturday. Their defense from a year ago, almost non-existent, Nick, and kind of an epic mess. The secondary gave up close to 300 yards passing, was 129th out of 130th in the FBS in that category. Total defense was putrid as well. They fire their defensive coordinator, Mike Stoops, midway through the season. They have brought on Alex Grinch. And so far through two games, 218 yards allowed in passing. That's like 66th in the nation. And how is he inspiring his guys at practice? Well, if you get a pass deflection, you get an interception, a fumble recovery, or a forced fumble, you get a candy bar. That's what you get. Sounds like a defense I want to play for.
Yeah.
One more thing to mention. It's going to be a homecoming for Oklahoma DB Brennan Bookie. Radley Hiles was named the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week just this week after recovering a fumble,
returning an interception for a touchdown against South Dakota. He's from Englewood, so he will have certainly a lot of family with him at the Rose Bowl.
What I will say about that Oklahoma defense is let's wait and see until they get into Big 12 play and they play the likes of Texas and Texas Tech that can really put up some points.
No question about it. We will wrap up the show next with our final thoughts, get you caught up on the athletic calendar, and look at the overall head-to-head matchup between Oklahoma and UCLA. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh-baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
What's the greatest time of the year? Football season. And you know what goes great with a Bruin game? A big, juicy, sizzling Ruth's Chris steak. Now at Ruth's Chris, you can get a three-course meal. That's a starter, entree, side dish, and dessert starting at $45.95. Rush into Ruth's during or after the game to satisfy that winning appetite and cheer on the Bruins the right way. Over a sizzling Ruth's Chris steak, of course. Here's to eating like a winner. Come visit us in Beverly Hills on South Beverly Drive or in Marina Del Rey on Maxella Avenue. This is how it's done.
UCLA fans, the 2019 Corvette Z06 will power you ahead of the pack. San Manuel Casino is giving away a brand new 2019 Corvette Z06 every Thursday in September. Use your Club Serrano card at your favorite slot machine or table game for your chance to win the Corvette engineered to be the most thrilling car on the road. San Manuel Casino, all thrill. Details at sanmanuel.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
When you're tailgating at the Rose Bowl this fall, be sure to use Chef Marito seasonings and spices. And if a member of the chef's tailgating team catches you blue-handed using Chef Marito's products on game day, you will win some great prizes and be entered to win the grand prize for four people to join the chef at the Rose Bowl Stadium on New Year's Day for the game and VIP hospitality. Visit UCLABruins.com/chef for details. Chef Marito, available at your local grocery store, a proud sponsor of UCLA football.
Welcome back to the Bruin Insider Show from Plateau inside the Luskin Conference Center here on the UCLA campus. Your athletic calendar is brought to you by Toyo Tires, the official tire of UCLA Athletics. Did you know people who drive on Toyo Tires love them? Well, imagine loving your tires. Visit toyotires.com to see why. Pretty light weekend here, Brian. We got women's soccer taking on Wisconsin Saturday night at 6. And just before that, of course, getting underway at 5 o'clock, primetime, under the Rose Bowl lights will be football taking on Oklahoma. And the Sooners are going to be bringing in, I believe it's a 20-game road win streak.
That is the case. Oklahoma 4-1 all-time against UCLA. The Bruins' lone win came in 2005, a 41-25 victory. UCLA quarterback Drew Olsen, 314 yards passing, three touchdowns. Adrian Peterson playing for the Sooners, held to just 58 yards on the ground. OU, four turnovers. The Bruins, no turnovers. How about a repeat of that from 2005 to 2019?
Yeah, I think for this offense, not only to be just consistent in terms of executing plays and getting ball movement down the field and more established drives and not so many 3, 4, 5 and outs, take care of the ball. You just have too many untimely turnovers. And if you can do that, just give yourself more opportunities to execute and succeed will go a long way. It took them some time at the beginning of the season last year, and it's taking some time here now. But, you know, let's hope that can start to be a big improvement.
lowering the turnovers is a great start. Six turnovers through the first two games for the Bruins. They've got to limit those. Then they'll give themselves more of an opportunity. For Damon Dukakis, Paul Engel, Craig Robbins, Nick Cope, Wayne Cook, and the rest of the Athletics communication staff, along with Trevor Williams, I'm Brian Fenley, saying goodnight from Westwood. Be there at the Rose Bowl, 5 p.m. kickoff against the number 5 team in the nation, Oklahoma. Big upset coming here with a Bruin win. Count on it.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the UCLA Sports Network.